Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap's lawsuit against the Republican-led Presidential Voter Fraud Commission claims that he and other members of the panel are being shut out of the process. Dunlap is a Democrat. He says the commission's Republican leaders are excluding him from discussions aimed at shaping the group's agenda. A.J. Higgins has more.
Dunlap says he's heard nothing about the activities of the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity for nearly 2 months. After his repeated attempts to contact the commission's leadership, Dunlap says he decided to file a complaint in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Dunlap says the Republican-led freeze-out is a clear violation of federal transparency laws.
I guess the real question is, for me, why I didn't do it sooner.
Dunlap's lawsuit is just the latest to target the commission, which made headlines when its vice chair and Kansas Secretary of State, Kris Kobach, requested that election officials in all 50 states submit sensitive personal voter information, including partial Social Security numbers. Civil rights groups have cried foul over Kobach's demands. Ezra Rosenberg, a spokesman for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law, says his organization sued the commission in July, alleging violations of federal transparency laws.
We're asking the court to order the disclosure of the documents that the public has a right to see. And right now we have a motion that we filed asking the court to compel the commission to comply with its past orders and to give us more information as to the nature of these documents, because on this index that we got, they lumped together all of the documents into certain categories, and we want a document-by-document description.
To date, the commission has been sued 8 times, while it has only convened twice. Dunlap says he has asked commission leaders why some materials that were clearly being shared among some members were being withheld from others. He says he also asked when the next meeting would be.
I did get a response about 10 days later saying, we've gotten your letter. We're under a lot of litigation. We have to review this with counsel to see that we're following the law. And I'm not asking for the nuclear codes. I'm asking to find out when we're meeting again.
Calls to Kris Kobach's office were not returned. Kobach told the Associated Press that Dunlap's lawsuit was, quote, baseless and paranoid. In a prepared statement, Andrew Cossack, executive director of the commission, said Dunlap's lawsuit, quote, has no merit, and we look forward to refuting it in court. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.